A RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate in the Heights on White Oak. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is the Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Watching this Texans team, defensively, they played out of their minds. That offense, man, it doesn't matter.
It's horrible.
Quarterback, they're just bad.
There's no team in the league that has a worse quarterback situation than the Texans. Every other team either has a guy that they look at as the future or a guy they look at as the now, or they have a high draft pick. The Texans have none of those things. These two guys, these two jokers, the same two jokers that are going to be there next year. The Dallas Cowboys, they sort of pulled back on Elliott's touches, but they had Dak Prescott out there every play. They had Dez Bryant out there. Isn't Tony Romo out there taking snaps at this point?
I think maybe it's a lot of talk, and O'Brien was talking like he was going to play his guys, which would be stupid. It's more stupid in the case of the Texans and a team like the Steelers and the Giants that are already locked into their spots. I'm not taking any chances with those guys.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And first off, a correction, we're not at Christian's in the Heights. We are at Christian's downtown. Which is
Man, Jong is slacking today.
I'm telling you, man, we're gone for 5 days, and what happens? Little slow on the trigger for Gym of the Day. We got the wrong rejoin, but we are at Christian's Tailgate downtown. 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You know what to do there. Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, and we'll throw at producer T. Scott, because he's keeping us on air out here. And so far, so good. So far, so good, Tyler. And at Degenerates 975. And, of course, you can always text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. You heard some of it. All available at podcastarena.com. Check it out. But you can come on out here tonight. Either Uber down here, park down here, jump on the train, go to the game, and then come back after the game and have a couple more. That's the idea. Good crowd here tonight, mostly Aggie crowd, which I'm not surprised.
In a shocking development.
And I will just say, you know, we told Kansas State if they showed up, their girls would be more attractive, and they're not, so they're not here.
Did you see the story today about the hero Aggies?
I did not.
Who helped the police?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yep. 2 p.m. at the Galleria.
Okay.
Officer said two men dumped a stolen Jeep in the parking garage of the Dillard's and took off on foot. Police who were chasing them lost sight when two Texas A&M players, Justice Bean and Riley Anderson, spotted the suspects running into the H&M store. They told police, which led to the capture. First of all, does that sound like snitching to you?
Well,
it's borderline snitching, isn't it?
Yeah, but if I see somebody who stole a car and I don't know them.
Now, you know those police?
No, but if it's you or Jong steal the car, I'm probably going to cover for you.
Okay.
If it's some guy, random guy I don't know, yeah, I'm going to tell the police. I'm going to do the right thing. That doesn't make me a hero, though.
So they're not snitches.
Did they really use the word hero?
No, it just says they helped to catch suspected car thieves.
I'm sorry. He's in there. Does not make you a hero.
Well, I was hoping you were going to call him a snitch, because to add a twist to this story, do you remember last year when I told you that I have cousins who are twins who both foolishly committed to Texas A&M University?
Yes.
One of them is Riley Anderson.
Ah.
So my cousin might be a snitch.
No, he's not a snitch.
I don't know. It could be.
No.
Could be. That's kind of snitchy.
No, it's only snitchy if you're snitching on your own people.
Okay.
That's a snitch. You never do that.
I don't know, man. Like, what if...
But it's a random guy you don't know,
okay,
stole a car.
Let me ask you this, Fred.
That's a good Samaritan thing
to do. Let's say you're in the pin. Me, you, and somebody...
That's
we don't...
different. They're cellmates at your people. Stop. Not the same thing.
Not a cellmate, but just someone who is on the same block as you.
Yeah, this comparison does not even work. I'm sorry.
Come up with something else.
No, it's that. That's a different, completely different animal.
You're pointing out someone for a crime.
Yeah, and... That's a totally different... That's not even... These guys aren't in jail. I'm sorry. That's a horrible, horrible comparison.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't
Pointing
work.
The finger at someone who committed a crime, like to authorities... Tyler, you can be the tiebreaker on this. Is that snitching?
Yeah, I think that's snitching.
You guys are idiots.
I don't know.
You don't
man.
Know anything about what a snitch is. Get out of here.
All right.
Well, you can only snitch on your own people.
No, you can snitch on pretty much anybody.
No, that's being a good Samaritan. That's doing the right thing. If you guys think that's snitching, then you need to work on your definition.
Okay.
Because I will rat out somebody who steals something if I see him running into a place.
That's a snitch.
No, it's not. But if I will also lie to the police to protect my friends. That's different.
All right.
So you got it.
We're gonna look up the definition.
You can look up the definition. But all right. Yeah, so snitching is snitching regardless of circumstances. Well, then, you know what? I don't want to be friends with you. Because I will tell the police about something like that's the right thing to do. What if that's your car and those guys stole it?
Listen, when you're on the good guy team, snitches are great, okay? Everybody needs snitches when you're on the good guy team. But it's still snitching. I mean, snitching for the right reasons, maybe.
I don't know. I don't like that word in that use.
Okay.
So 713 says when you snitch on your own people, it's a rat. Okay, that's a...
Is rat
are we
lower
separating
than snitch?
The two? Well, yeah, a rat's got to be lower than snitch. You rat on your own people. You're a piece of garbage.
A snitch is to inform on someone.
Somebody says, remind me to never tell the cops if I see AJ's truck get jacked. See, that would be snitching.
Yeah, you know what? Guess who's done that so far? There's been no snitches. Both times my car has been busted into downtown. Zero snitches have stepped forward to point a finger.
Robert says you can't snitch on strangers. If I see a crime happening, I call the police.
All right.
I'm sorry, I agree with that. If I see a crime happening, I'm calling the police. You consider that snitching, then bleep you.
It's all right. Don't be so defensive.
No, I think that...
I mean, I just discovered that I've got snitches in my family. I mean, how do you think I'm supposed to feel? That could come down on me.
That's definitely snitching. I work in a prison. I'm sorry, but the prison comparison is...
So outside of prison, it's different?
Of course it is.
What about, like, in the courtroom scenario?
What do you mean?
Like, if we're in court and I say, yep, I saw him do that, boom. That's a snitch, right?
No, I think of a snitch as an insider guy. Like if they call me to testify against you and you told me all this stuff and then I go and say, oh, yeah, he told me this, this, and this, and this. That's a snitch. Seeing somebody commit a crime and actually...
A witness is different. Like
yes, okay. That's a witness, not a snitch. These guys were witnesses.
But is it different? Because here's where I go from being a witness to being a snitch is when you're assisting the police in their investigation. So by saying, hey, those guys are in the store right there, that's kind of snitching. This is at least a borderline case. You can't act like it's an egregious no snitch. I'm not saying it's a 100% snitch, but it's at least a partial snitch.
I don't know. I just can't imagine not telling the police that in that situation. And so that.
But you've got some snitch in you, that's all.
Well,
I mean,
so
just own it.
You wouldn't do that. You'd hide the guys.
I don't know.
No, you don't get to back off that
Whoa.
Answer.
Now, first of all, now you're hiding the guys is totally different from pretending like you didn't see anything
happen. Same situation. You're not telling the police?
I feel like I'm kind of minding my own business there, honestly.
Yeah, see, that's... Then you're not the kind of person I want to be around if somebody's committed a crime against me.
No, I'm not. I can give you full affirmation. I'm not the guy you want around. I don't know. Speaking of snitches... This is something that happened. Totally, it charged my memory. I am apparently going to go to prison.
Okay.
I was at my mom's. And I don't want to throw out the name of the little town where my mom lives, but it's a very small town, and it's in Texas, and there's a brewery there. Let's just say that, okay?
Okay.
My mom has 100 acres there, outside the city limits.
Okay.
Just outside the city limits. And, you know, we were out there for Christmas Eve. We've all had some beverage in us. And mine was non-alcoholic, of course. But we want to go shoot guns. This is something...
It's always fun to do.
Something you do in Texas.
Right.
You know? And I can't do it at my house because it's against my subdivision rules.
Right.
So while I'm on my mom's ranch, I'll go shoot guns if I want to, right? So my my brother-in-law has a helium tank on his trunk, on his truck. So we fill up about 50 balloons.
Okay.
And throw them in the back of my sister's Tahoe.
Okay.
And we drive out to the back of the property and start letting balloons out one by one, and we're shooting them. So you let them go. They start to float away. You get three shots with your pistol, and if you can't hit, your backup man has a shotgun and puts the balloon out of its misery.
Yeah.
You don't want to be...
Sends it onto the next world.
You don't want to be sending balloons all over town. That would be irresponsible, right?
Yeah. And then someone would have to snitch on you.
Well, first of all, I can tell you in this small-ass town, I was not the only one shooting guns that day. I mean, this is what you do in a small town on a holiday. People drink and they shoot guns. That's what happens.
Right. That's Texas.
Yeah.
It's Texas.
And the police come to my mom's house, and we have a discussion, and it turns out that, like, a mile down the road, as the crow flies, is what the officer said, as the crow flies about a mile away.
You should have shot the crow. That's your problem.
A window got shot out in a house, and it went through the window, and the slug hit the refrigerator. And I'm like, all right, well, let's be serious here. I'm shooting a 9mm pistol. That's three quarters of a mile, maybe a mile down the road. It seems pretty unlikely, right?
Yeah.
Well, they show up with a slug, and they ask to see my... they say, well, we can get a warrant, or you can just show us your pistol, your ammo, we'll see what's what. So I pull out my pistol and my ammo, and first thing he does is he holds this slug up against one of my bullets. And I'm using, like, round-top target bullets.
Right.
And this is clearly, like, a flat-top bullet.
Right.
And he's acting like he needs to measure them or something. I'm like, you can pretty much, you know, I like to think that cops have been around weapons. And this is an old-ass cop, so he's probably been around a lot of weapons, I would think. You could tell when it doesn't match up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, long story short, he says, all right. Well, I'm just going to get your information just in case. All right. So I give him my information. And do we need to go to break or can I finish this story?
We're a little over, but go ahead.
Okay. So long story short, I get a call on Christmas Day from the cops. And they want to, apparently a windshield's been hit now. Same flight path, same distance shot. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, we came to a conclusion when you held my bullet up against the offending bullet. When he said, well, I think you can see what conclusion I've come to, I kind of thought that you were smart. And now it's turning out, maybe not. Well, so long story short, they're saying I have to either pay for this windshield and this window, or they have enough to press charges against me for deadly conduct or something crazy like that, which is like a third-degree felony. And you know how, first of all, it's Christmas at this point. I'm a little annoyed that they called me on Christmas. And I'm like, hey, I mean, we came to the same conclusion, I thought. He's like, well, that was before this second bullet was found. This is the district judge's clerk's car that got hit. And I said... I said, is this the kind of crap that happens in a small small town where, depending on who's been offended, you guys find somebody who's from out of town and try to pin the blame on them? And he's like, well, you know what will happen. There's a third-degree felony. That license to carry that you got, that's gone forever. And I said, okay, first of all, sir, you're assuming I would be found guilty. And I could pretty much tell you, based on the evidence that you've shown me so far, that ain't happening. And he said, well, this second round was a round top, kind of like yours. And I said, how convenient, officer. How convenient that that's how it worked out. The second mystery bullet matches mine. I said, I'm sure it's a 9mm, too. Yep. So basically, he just wants me to pay for this window and this windshield. And my wife, I can tell, is giving me the stink eye the way I'm talking to this cop on the phone because I'm displeased. I hang up the phone, call my mom, and... She's like, I'm just going to go down there and I'll take care of it. My, you know, my mom, this town has like 500 people. There's like four cops on the whole force. My mom knows who these people are. But, oh, you're from Houston, Texas. Is that the right address here on your ID? All right. I know exactly what we're going to do with this. So, yeah, long story short, I'm under investigation for a felony in a small town, just so you know.
You know, I got some pretty good lawyers that could take care of this for you.
Don't snitch on me.
Well, I'm not. You just snitched on yourself, basically.
Well, I don't think I did anything wrong.
Well, first off, who's parking their car where you're shooting?
I mean...
Hey, what are they doing that for? Why are they putting their house where you're shooting?
This guy came to me with some Googled-ass information about how far a 9mm bullet can go out, shot out of a handgun, which I Googled the same thing, and then if you keep reading, it's like, if a bullet goes that far, it's unlikely the slug is going to remain intact, which is pretty obvious. You shoot a bullet a mile, you're not bringing me a full slug and showing it to me. I mean, that thing's it's junk at that point, but I digress. I don't want to hinder the investigation.
All right. Well, I don't even know how to transition, so I'm just going to go into it. Guys, if you've got a vehicle, maybe it got shot, the window got shot, and it's just sitting there and you don't know what to do with it. Doesn't matter what kind of vehicle it is, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, any one of those things. Well, you can donate it. And here's what's going to happen. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And your donation's tax deductible. You got a few days left in the year to do it. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and do it. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. And all that money is going to go to help kids at Houston Can Academies, which is a terrific place. It takes in kids, gives them a second chance. And a lot of these are really good kids that they had to get jobs or they had family situations that came up, and that's why they dropped out. Well, Houston Can Academies takes them in, gives them a second chance. So many of them go on and do great things. And with that donation of yours, you can help. All you have to do is give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, right off the car, not the kid.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz with felony criminal A.J. Hoffman. I'm just wondering what the ballistics are like in this town.
I don't know.
You know what? This looks a lot like it came from your gun because, you know, people down here, they would tell us if they shot a window out. That's what it is.
Well, listen, Fred. I'm no scientist. Like I told the officer at the time, I was like, I'm not a scientist, but this seems pretty open and shut to me. But what are you going to do? Sometimes you get railroaded by stuff like that. So,
small town, man.
Yep.
Mostly negative response to that story.
People didn't like that story?
No.
Hmm. All right.
Didn't think it was a good idea to be shooting guns in the air, even though, what, you had 100 acres out there to shoot?
Dude.
Okay.
Where are you guys from? Are you guys from L.A.? This is what people do in Texas. We shoot guns into the air. We get drunk and we shoot guns. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I mean, you gotta understand where I was at. I'm talking about the middle of nowhere, damn near. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to stand down here downtown and shoot balloons.
No, I'm not. That's crazy.
That's
stupid.
That
would be crazy.
That would be stupid, yes.
But when you're in the middle of a 100-acre ranch, you can probably get away with it, right?
Well, I would have thought so.
You would think so.
I would have thought so. Now I don't know. Now, in fact... I don't know if I'm going to go shoot at a 100-acre ranch. I'm going to have to make sure it's a 200-acre ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. I still want an answer to your question, though, because you didn't answer it, whether or not you would have pointed those guys out when they ran in there. You can't bring that up and call them.
I said I don't think I would. Like, if the cops asked me, maybe I would tell them, but I'm not, like, waving down the cops to say, hey, the bad guy went that way. That's just not my
style. How do you know
that
this guy didn't murder a kid?
I mean, how do you know that he did anything?
Well, or running from the police in a crowded shopping mall.
Yeah.
What if they're not the kind of people who shoot their guns in 100-acre ranches?
I don't know. That's why I can't snitch on people, because I'm a criminal, Fred.
Okay. Well,
as you could see, as you could hear from my last story, I'm a wanted man.
All right, then. Good luck.
I'm an outlaw.
Ike says, look, so you missed your target by a mile. That happens to
people. Yeah, that happens.
Oh, man.
Well, it was super windy on Christmas, too. You'd be surprised how hard it is to hit balloons floating through the air when it's when it's like 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
How far away were the balloons when you were shooting at them? About 20 yards?
20 yards, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So what was your percentage?
I'd say probably about 25%.
Okay. In the wind, that's small target. That's
yeah.
pretty good.
I mean, I was over – I'd say I hit over 50% of the balloons, but – I mean, sometimes it would take me off to the third shot,
yeah.
You know.
Okay.
100% with that Mossberg, though. That thing never fails.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to go from that. I really don't. I mean,
Lamont agrees. Man shooting guns in Texas while drunk in the country is a birthright. That's why we were born in Texas.
See, when I was a kid, we only had a 20-acre farm, and we shot all over that place.
How close were your closest neighbors?
Well, there was ones right next to us, but I never shot that way. The rest was wide open field. So you'd always shoot out into the wide open field.
Yeah.
And there was a ranch next to us that was about, you know, about 100 acres where there was nothing.
Right.
Not even animals. They didn't even have cows out there. It was just grass. We'd always shoot that way. You don't shoot towards the houses.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, maybe that makes me a bad person, too.
I honestly, when the cop asked me which direction you were shooting, I said, whichever direction the balloon went.
That's probably not the best.
I probably should have just lied to him at that moment and said, no, I was shooting the opposite way of the way you think I was shooting. So, you know, but I don't know. What are you going to do? At the time, I told my wife and my mom, I was like, we're not doing anything wrong. We're in Texas, damn it. This isn't Manhattan. You can go outside and shoot guns if you want to. It's perfectly legal.
Double down 25%, so AJ has a comparable accuracy to Brock Osweiler?
Yeah, similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually kind of a lucky break, because just when the cops showed up, we were about to break out AKs.
Probably the right move.
Yeah, probably a good time to shut it down.
All right, we're going to take a break. I have no idea what we're doing next. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I said, dog, don't you realize I'm never making them a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. You can't be serious, man. ESPN 97.5. It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman. And we are back on The Blitz live here at Christian's downtown. Starting to hop now. Blitzers are here. I've got two really good lawyers over there.
Did you present my case?
Yeah, he said if you have any NCAA recruiting violations, he can help you.
None.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, none of my criminal friend lawyers are here, so.
It's too bad.
But we could talk to them. They listen. They'll let me know. We'll take care of you. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 409, what are the odds AJ snitched on himself?
I kind of did, because, I mean, they asked if we were shooting guns, and I was like, yeah, because, again, I didn't feel I'd been doing anything wrong, you know? So, I guess I did sort of snitch on myself.
Unless there's, Well, I would assume out there there's no rules against discharging firearms.
Dude, it's outside the city limits.
Yeah, you should be able to kill whatever you want,
in
including
small town
a windshield.
Texas.
In fact, you,
yeah,
should get credit for killing a windshield.
Yeah.
That's a plus. Come on.
Did you I kind of feel bad for Vince Wilfork on this whole deal. Did you see where his son got arrested?
I did.
Which, by the way, it doesn't just throw it out that UH Cougar arrested on drug charges. It throws it out as Vince Wilfork's son arrested on drug charges. Not only that, there are several media outlets who didn't put a picture of the son on the headline story. They put a picture of Vince Wilfork, which I think is total garbage.
Yeah, that I hate that, but that's lazy.
Arrested in Friendswood. And I mean, get it. I get it. I know the guy. He plays. His dad plays for the Texans. But DeAndre Wilfork had 381 grams of codeine in his possession during a traffic stop. If convicted, he faces 2 to 20 years and a fine up to $10,000.
Is that a lot?
I don't know.
I'm not a codeine guy. So
how much is 381 grams of codeine? What's that look like, Tyler?
I'm sure somebody. Yeah, Tyler would know. He deals the stuff.
Well, isn't that like 10 ounces though?
Right.
Okay.
So that's
like a bottle, yeah.
Okay.
That'll get you 20 years?
Well, they always tell you you can face up to 20 years. That's never the case.
And plus, can't you, like, a bottle that size, you could hide up in your cavity and, you know, the cops would never find it.
Nah.
This guy's needs to take some advice from a real criminal like me.
Well, while we're on that,
I would have sat on that bottle, taking it all in.
One other thing that happened was
I would have let the bottle open too. That would have been
Now
adventure.
That you've been violated by a doctor, you feel like you can handle a bottle?
Yeah, I feel like I can handle a bottle of codeine.
Okay. Did you see what happened to Paul Wall and those guys?
I did. Yeah. What, you can't have you can't have weed now if you're a rapper? That's a thing.
How do you be a rapper and not have weed?
I don't know. You got to be Will Smith.
Yeah, I that's another one where I kind of objected to the way it was portrayed. It's Paul Wall and whoever the other guy was, Baby Something.
And Drug Bust?
Yeah, and one of them said Massive Drug Bust. Man, it was just a pot party.
It's pot, yeah.
That's all it was. And
I got to be honest, what's going on in Houston where the cops are worried about weed? Someone's probably breaking into my car right now and y'all are out busting weed parties? Let's get with the program, HPD.
Yeah, I saw that. It's funny because you read the headlines for something like that, and it sounds terrible. And then you actually read the story, and it's like, they were just at a weed party. But because there was so much there, it creates all kind of other stuff. Come
it's
on,
just like
man.
When I go to a beer party. You know, if we do a beer share, we all bring 4 or 5 bottles of whatever. You're never going to drink all of them, but you always bring enough just in case.
Right.
I think that's what they did with the weed party. They all brought a little more than they really needed, just in case the party got crazy. And they were never planning on smoking all that weed, but it was there, just in case. The cops took it to the extreme. I don't know.
That's why in my criminal ventures, I make sure I have very little weed. I don't go to weed parties.
That's why I'm about edibles. And
I'm coming around on that. I'm not a very good cook, but I've had people give me some great recipes. I think I may go that way. It's just I make the same mistake you did every time, though, because it doesn't hit me right away. Like, I need more. Man. I need more. And then when it does, I'm like, zombie land.
Well, when I was in high school, cops came to my house and wanted to bust us for having weed. And we did. But we also had just gotten a bunch of quarter pounders from McDonald's. And they conveniently came in the boxes.
Yeah.
So what did we do? Poured our weed on top of the quarter pounders. Put the bun back on, put it in the box, put it in the fridge.
It's pretty smart.
Guess who didn't go to jail that day? This guy.
You got away with that one.
That's innovation, Holmes.
Once you shot a windshield, though.
Yeah.
That's it.
Allegedly shot a windshield, by the way.
No, I kind of get the sense you're a career criminal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing here.
Could be.
Well, oh well.
These are all the things I haven't been arrested for. I've been arrested plenty of times, not for that stuff.
Well, I really will get you a good lawyer if it comes to that.
Okay,
I have a friend who's right in his wheelhouse.
Not like NCAA violations type.
No,
lawyer,
no,
right?
Not okay. Not a real criminal
I don't need
lawyer.
That. Okay,
who, you know, who will do well for you.
We'll see. My mom's going to try to do her small town lawyer in and be like,
yeah,
look, bro,
here's some carrot cake.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. My mom's place is like the last. My mom doesn't want the cops coming around her house. Trust me. She's like the last person who wants a bunch of cops showing up at her house. So she's like, all right, let's just get this taken care of. Let's nip this in the bud,
so to speak.
In the, yeah.
Yeah.
The proverbial bud.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. All right, well, since we seem to be completely off of sports right now.
Are we?
Yeah. Well, oh, okay. Although shooting technically a sport.
In the Olympics it is.
Yes. You can win a gold medal.
I bet that's the real thing is, I bet there's guys in the Olympics who can't shoot a 9mm pistol a mile and hit a windshield. But apparently I can.
Well, maybe we need this experiment.
Well,
to actually aim at the windshield, factor in the wind, everything, and see if you can hit a windshield from a mile
muzzle
away.
Muzzle curvature and everything else, yeah.
Yeah, I like this idea.
I'm up for that.
Because then it would be real easy. You know, this is our own little experiment. And then you could go to court with your defense lawyer and say, we had an Olympic expert take 20 shots and never hit the windshield.
I was an expert marksman on like 12 weapons in the Army. So maybe they think I'm like Deadshot in the Suicide Squad.
I watched that again this weekend. I like that movie.
It's not bad.
I know people hated it. But I
honestly, my least favorite part was the Joker. Everybody was sad there wasn't enough Joker.
See,
I was like,
I didn't mind him. Joker. I agree with you on the Australian guy who added nothing.
And I didn't like that they made Killer Croc like a total racial stereotype.
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys want? I want time with my daughter. Okay, what about you, Killer Croc? E.T. I mean, that's just racist.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
At least hide your racism, veil it somehow. That's blatant.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But I liked the I loved Harley Quinn. Thought she was great. Totally into her. But I mean, everybody hated that movie, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was a nice transition from
not
Batman
bad.
Versus Superman too into Justice League. All right, quick break. We come back. We'll have deaths, and yes, the windshield will probably won't be one of the deaths. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And if it's good, you bring your customers a measurement price. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information, keep on.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I have to tell you, you know what's coming up. The Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at only $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. This thing's going to be huge. Get your tickets before they run out. And you'll be able to hang out with us. Maybe. So, all right. Let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with famous people who have died. And there are a bunch of them. Not going to lie. It's been a big year for deaths. Death is undefeated, though.
It does. It's a dominant force these
it
days.
It is. It, in fact, death is better than Alabama.
Although, let me throw this out there, you know, like when someone who like famous dies who I feel affects me or has had an impact on my life, I get it. I get a little bit sad about it. I also don't feel the need to pretend.
Oh, me either.
When someone who I don't really care about that much dies. And I gotta say, the George Michael Carrie Fisher combo
didn't move my emotion meter one bit. I was like, well.
Are we just pretending a little bit here to, because we've had so many celebrities that, oh, not another one.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to be like, oh, my God, I was George Michael's biggest fan all of a sudden. Like, let's do a George Michael tribute for 3 hours on our show today. And, I'm going to be Princess Leia for Halloween next year because, oh, my God, she made my life. Like, she was just so important to me. No, I mean, Princess Leia, or, I call her Princess Leia for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher was in one movie that I can think of that mattered. And
was she even the most beloved character?
No!
But Harrison Ford,
she banged the most lovable character.
Harrison Ford or Chewbacca.
When Harrison Ford dies, okay, get sad about that, bro. Han Solo dies, it was a big deal when he died in that movie.
But you just gave it away for anyone who hasn't seen the movie that's been out 2 years.
Yeah, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie that's been out for 2 years, Harrison Ford died in that one.
See, I'll tell you the people I appreciate, the ones who kept tweeting, oh, George Michael, he's never going to dance again. That's my kind of...
Ask me how many George Michael albums I've ever bought. The answer is zero. Yeah. You don't have to ask. The answer is zero.
It's the same amount as I bought.
Yeah. Like, to me, he's most famous because Limp Bizkit covered his song.
Was it Marilyn Manson or was it Seether? No, Seether covered Careless Whisper.
When you're most famous for Limp Bizkit covering your song, you ain't that famous, bro.
Just one
you
of those days. All right. Well, he's one of the deaths.
Okay.
Does that make you happy?
I hope he had the faith.
Carrie Fisher, of course.
I guess it would be nice if I could touch her body, but she's dead. So that would be illegal for me to touch her body.
Not in Louisiana.
I know not everybody.
Not in Louisiana. Remember,
got a body like
they never took that law off the book.
Okay,
necrophilia not illegal in Louisiana.
I don't live in Louisiana. I live in Texas, where it should be legal to shoot guns out in the middle of nowhere, but apparently it's not.
And then go touch dead bodies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know how we had two dead presidents. I don't know where we put them in the rankings. Gerald Ford.
Okay.
And Harry Truman.
Guess what? Both rank ahead of George Michael and Princess Leia.
I would agree. How about Ling Ling, the first panda that China gave the U.S.?
Ranks ahead of George Michael. I'm not going to lie.
I'm with you.
Ling Ling was a national treasure.
All right, so here's our best deaths. Carrie Fisher, we've already mentioned. James Brown, greater than?
Way greater than those two.
Agreed. Saddam Hussein.
Yeah,
I won't go with greater, but more famous.
Oh, way more famous. More impactful in the world.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying Saddam Hussein greater than George Michael.
Saddam Hussein ranks between Ling Ling and George Michael.
Where would he rank compared to Reggie White?
Oh, Reggie White's right up there with Ling Ling. That's top tier.
Okay. Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, that's pretty big. That's like Truman level.
Roberto Clemente.
That's a good one, too. Not Ling Ling, but close.
Yeah, probably just below Ling Ling.
Yeah.
And Stephen Fuller Austin, founder of the U.S. state of Texas, or Stephen, I guess it's Stephen.
No, it's Stephen F. Austin.
Whichever. He's dead at 43 in 1836.
That man is a treasure. He founded our great state. I'm gonna go out there and say he's greater than Ling Ling.
So Ling Ling's kind of our measuring stick, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we
call it the Ling Ling line. Like you're either above or below the Ling Ling line. Like, is your death more important to me than a panda bear? And, yeah, Stephen F. Austin is above the Ling Ling line.
Okay, two dead porn stars for you to guess. 2008, Layla Lovely.
Below the Ling Ling line.
Yes.
I'm going to guess car wreck.
Murdered.
Ooh.
It's a good one, huh?
Ooh.
Probably somebody's bullet from a mile away.
Probably
hit her while she was just minding her own business.
Saddam Hussein was alive back then, right? It was probably him.
Yeah, probably. 1992, Chanel Price died of?
That sounds like complications from AIDS.
I would have thought the same thing being 1992, right?
Right.
Drug overdose.
Well,
so there you go.
Also below the Ling Ling line, by the way.
All right, well...
And listen, I'm not being rude. When I die, I'll be below the Ling Ling line, too. I mean...
Well, it depends. Now, if you become a famous criminal...
No.
That would be above the Ling Ling line.
Saddam Hussein's a
pretty famous criminal. He's below the line.
Oh, no, I have him above the line.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
You're an empathizer.
No. I just think he's more famous than a dead panda.
We're not talking about famous level. I mean,
well,
it's one thing to be famous. It's another for your death to affect me emotionally.
Well, it can
hold on. God, every time I hear this song, it makes me want to cry. Just kidding. I don't care about George Michael. Thoughts and prayers, though. Twitter thoughts and prayers.
Great job, John Lee. Great job, Tyler. Interesting job, AJ. I did okay. Not great. But we're back. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for coming out to Christian's. I want to thank Christian's Tailgate here in downtown for having us.
And thank you if no one knocked my window out. Appreciate that in advance.
Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.